with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore, and once again, we're joined by a top-ranked team in the Northeast here in the MIAA tournaments. Catherine Batchelder is the girls' coach up in Newburyport. And, Coach, welcome back, and congratulations on a spectacular season so far.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me again.
There are three teams in the area in the power rankings or in the brackets now that are rated number one in their respective divisions: St. John's Prep, Ipswich Girls, and Newburyport Girls. And Catherine, does that speak to the strength of how popular and what good coaching we're getting here in this, you know, in the North Shore? Because so many teams from the area are ranked high in this tournament.
Yeah, I mean, and that's just the number ones. You know, we have Swampscott, you know, they're a 9 seed. Pawtucket's a 5 seed. Manchester Essex in Division Four, I think they're a 4 or 5 seed. I mean, so yeah, there's a lot of strong lacrosse. Obviously, I'm biased in the Cal with you know, I think we're blessed with great coaches in the Cal, people who really care about their team and really care about the growth of the girls. But yeah, we have some great teams in the area.
Yeah, and in the Cal, as you mentioned, in your division, three teams in the top 16, including North Reading. So pretty spectacular. I have to ask you, first of all, about looking at the scores and your record. I mean, you guys won every, I'm going to say, regular season game, and then you had the two challenges getting ready for the tournament. Mm-hmm. You don't give up many goals. I mean, there were 6 or 7 games where you gave up fewer than 3 goals or 3 goals or fewer. Is part of the reason your defense or your goals against so good is because your offense is always in the other zone?
That is part of it. We have a really really strong draw taker, Anna Affelter. She actually, as a team, we win about 64% of the draws. So we, you know, that does make it easy when you're on offense more than you're on defense. But those last couple games, you know, we just played some ridiculously talented teams and found ourselves in more of a dogfight. And hopefully, you know, we're going to be better from it.
Well, before I get to that, I want to ask you about tell me a little bit more about Anna, because you talked about her the last time. Tell me about the kind of person she is and what she does on the field.
Yeah, she's a senior. She's a captain, and she's headed to Holy Cross next year to continue her lacrosse career. She's just all over the field. She's a workhorse up and down. She's, you know, a true two-way midi, and she takes the draw for us. And as I said, she's very successful in both getting it to herself or to her teammates. So as a team, you know, that's just a stat that's invaluable. That possession stat is huge. She, you know, she works really hard. She's a great leader. She's a really well-liked and respected teammate. So I can't really, you know, the accolades are many for her. For both, you know, the tangibles and intangibles that she brings to the field.
Has she played other positions for you over the years?
No, she's always been a midi. I mean, she's a great athlete.
Mm-hmm.
So she's always, I coached her through youth, and I've coached her in club, and she's always, you know, just been that strong two-way midi.
Can you mention one or two other kids? I know we talked about the captains last time, maybe who have matured during the season and have they've risen to the level that you wanted them to.
Yeah, we have a strong, you know, our midfield is very strong. We have a junior, Olivia McDonald, who's committed to go play at Colgate, and another junior, Rita Kaelane, who isn't sure yet of her college decisions. But they both just are tireless, and they're up and down the field, and they are part of that draw unit, as I said, that, you know, wins us possession 64% of the time. So they just are always working their hardest, and it's tough. You know, they're every turnover, they're getting back on defense. You know, every defensive turnover, they're sprinting down on offense. They just go, you know, they go 100 miles an hour the whole game.
Yeah.
So the two of them have really stepped up.
Tremendous. And that's, I'm sure the rest of the league is happy to hear about that, that they're only juniors. So, you know, that's, that's encouraging.
Yeah. Great players.
Is there an obstacle or two that, you can remember this season that you had to overcome? And I'm not going to include the last two games in that because I know those were a learning experience, but during the regular season, was there any kind of, challenge that your team had to face, you know, and overcome, whether it was in practice or on the field?
I think the challenges just are as we, you know, try to prepare for the season and try to prepare for upcoming opponents and what might be ahead. You know, the challenge is always trying to stay in the present and making sure that they're just working hard day in and day out to get better. I wouldn't say we really had any, like, real adversity until those last two games.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nothing really stands out. We've had a pretty devastating injury. One of our top players, unfortunately has a stress fracture. So she's out for the remainder of the season. But, you know, that's a personal, mm-hmm. more of a personal, journey for her, which is really, really unfortunate. And we're really upset about that. But no, as a team, I mean, we didn't really come up upon, you know, trying to really figure out our identity and what we were going there. You know, how we were going to have to, you know, bounce back until really the last two games.
What about early on when you played Portsmouth, New Hampshire? That looks like a tough game, and also coming right back to play Andover. Were those two, I don't know, character-building games, I guess? You won them both.
Yeah, they absolutely were. I mean, they absolutely were. Portsmouth they're in Division I in New Hampshire as well, and they're a really strong team with, geez, I think they have six or seven girls going Division I. I think that was the first game where this group, you know, it was kind of early on in the season. It was one of our, you know, it was in the first half of the schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the girls, you know, we were prepared for the game. They were prepared for the game plan. They went out and they executed it really well. And I think that was one of the first times they realized, like, okay, we can do this. Like, we can be good. And we do have a chance, you know, to go pretty far with this team.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that was one of those eye-opening games, and then right to come back and you know, in the same week go in and play Andover, who I think I talked to you about this. I think they had some injuries that day. So I'm not
oh yeah, you did. Yes, yes, I forgot about that. Yep.
Team on the field.
Yep.
But
yep.
I was proud of how my girls went out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they had no letdown, which was nice.
Okay, let's talk about the last couple of games. You played three games in like 4 days. Or 5 days after finishing up the regular season. And then you play Notre Dame. What is that, of Hingham?
Yes.
Okay. And tell me about the fact that that was, you know, a loss against a really good team. And then you played, I'm guessing, a Bedford team very closely, Bedford, New Hampshire. So tell me about those two games and what you've done with the team, what have they learned from it, and what have you learned about your kids with respect to those games?
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing that we learned is you have to go out and compete. You know, you have to go out and compete, and you have to make sure that you every single game you're, you know, it's not about yesterday; it's about what's right here in front of you, and you got to go compete and you know, go show what you have, you know,
mm-hmm.
kind of see what fight is in the dog. I think the second thing we learned, and this is something that, you know, we've talked about since last season when we bowed out a little earlier than we had wanted to, is, you know, everything's an opportunity. And these games against Notre Dame and then against Bedford, those are just opportunities at the end of the day. And, you know, I didn't feel like they really rose to the occasion against Notre Dame and really took advantage of that opportunity to go out against arguably, I don't even think you can argue it. I think they, by fact, are the best team in the state. And we just didn't, you know, we didn't go out there and give them our best fight, which is, at the end of the day, a missed opportunity. But we told the girls, as, you know, as we were kind of expressing what comes next, you know, it's just a game. Fortunately, it is a regular season game and there is tomorrow. But now as we enter tournament, there isn't. So, you know, we have to make sure that we don't squander opportunities.
Coach, how hard is that to get across to a kid? Because it's sort of, I liken it when I was teaching to my being in a traffic helicopter, and I could look down on the kids and see where the roadblocks are and get you to a detour. How? What's the challenge in teaching kids what you just said about, okay, that game is done, you know, we got to go on to the next one, put it away, maybe disappointed, but there's the next one. And you have to have a short memory in that kind of thing. But for youngsters, as you know, sometimes that's hard to get across.
Yeah, I definitely think it is. I think, though, that what we really try to do is just continue to express the focus that we have to have. So it is, they were really disappointed after the loss. I think they were a little shell-shocked at how, we got pretty punched in the face, you know, and mm-hmm. I think they were a little shell-shocked after that. And so, you know, it's all about how you respond and coming back the next day and having that focus to be able to say, here's what we really need to improve on. This is what we need to work on. Mm-hmm. And let's get ready for the next one.
Over the years, Catherine, I'm sure you've had this experience where you've had really good teams. And for one reason or another, they don't focus or whatever. And as you say, it's a bit of a shock. So have you sort of mentioned that to the kids because you've got such vast experience and, you know, you can tell them, okay, that's fine, but we'll bounce back.
Yeah. And I think, you know, really trying to keep kids focused at this time of year is tough.
I actually
was talking to Sean Blue, the Newburyport soccer coach, yesterday about it because, you know, the fall and the spring are very different, and we've got, you know, multiple proms, mm-hmm. graduation, senior week. So really trying to stay focused is very difficult. And trying to keep them, you know, with kind of that eyes on the prize, like, hey, there's only 3 weeks left in your lacrosse experience. Like, stay, you know, try and stay focused. It's tough. You know, it's tough with 18, 17, 15-year-olds. You know, it's tough to this time of year.
Absolutely. I'm familiar with that. Before we finish up, Coach, I want to ask you about lacrosse in general because this year in particular, and maybe it's my learning more about the game and more about the teams in the area, but it seems as though the competition has been so terrific across the entire North Shore. Kids are going to great schools as student athletes, and the leagues have seemingly to me gotten better, and there's a growth. I mean, I took my grandson. He's 9 years old. He goes to a lacrosse learning school, and it seems to me that it's getting more and more popular, but you've been at it for a long time. Do you see this as something that is growing in the area, or it's just that more of us like me are getting familiar with it?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think, you know, we had a really large growth probably 20, 25 years ago where, you know, youth programs were added in towns that had never had lacrosse.
Mm-hmm.
And we've seen that steady growth through the years that have really built some of these really strong high school programs from the ground up in their youth programs. But I do think that now with like the more popularity of it at the pro level and, you know, it's on mainstream TV more, you know, you don't just have to go find it on a website, you know, ESPN showing both men's and women's mm-hmm. tournament and finals. And so I do think that it is picking up kind of the more casual viewer. Mm-hmm. I mean, I definitely saw a lot of things over Twitter over the weekend just talking about, like, why haven't I been watching lacrosse more? This is great, you know, from kind of some national sports voices. So I think it's a little of both. But I do think that, you know, as the game grows at the higher level, we do have that trickle-down effect where it gets people more interested to say, hey, this is, you know, this sport's a great sport. Let's you know, get more involved.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more, and I'm learning as we go along. Okay, so Newburyport is number one in Division III, and you guys you play on Monday, and you'll know, I guess, this afternoon whether it's Auburn or Hoosac Valley?
I think that's the two, yes.
All right, so you will know, and then your game will be, weather permitting, well, lacrosse, you play in everything, for heaven's sakes, 5:45 on Monday at home, is that right?
Well, it's weather permitting because of graduation. So the athletic directors do an unbelievable job trying to get everything scheduled between, you know, all the schools and proms and graduations. And so it's weather permitting based on prom, not necessarily our game, because as you said, we can play in, I'm sorry, graduation, because mm-hmm. we can play in anything. But so we'll see. We're hoping, fingers crossed, for 5:45 on Monday.
Okay. And finally, the plans for today and Sunday for your team in terms of getting ready?
Yeah, we have practice in about a half hour, and we'll, we're going to keep just we kind of go back to fundamentals these weeks just to, we don't have a ton of game planning to do, so we really just try to get back to our really honing some individual fundamental drills of both defensive footwork and attacking stick work and shooting. Mm-hmm. And then tomorrow's graduation, so we won't be doing anything tomorrow, and then game on Monday.
Fantastic. Catherine, thank you for taking the time. Again, congratulations on another fantastic season for the Newburyport girls lacrosse team, and good luck. I hope to talk to you next week.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thanks, Coach. Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye.
That is Newburyport High School girls lacrosse coach Catherine Batchelder. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.